Hello.
Hello. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Stop it with the feather up your ass. Stop it now.
Sorry, it's hard.
No, it's not. It's not.
I've got water in my eyes.
Just to give a bit of background, we're going to do something today that's quite embarrassing for me, but I feel like it's important to remember how far we've came. So, Ash has been an arsehole and laughing at me, but I did look. We've just played.
I thought it was okay. It's only when I got off the call, because I can't hear you, so it's muted while we're watching it. And then it was only you three that went, oh my gosh.
No, right. So, Ash, when I first started working with Ash, it was about 2 months in, wasn't it? That's when we started, wasn't it, in lockdown?
I think it was maybe two. Maybe it might have been about 4 or 5. It might be a little bit longer than that. Because it was when we started talking about it, but I think it had to be long enough that it got hard.
So, to give a bit of context, right, what I did when I first started working with Ash is he said to me, it's really hard to stay accountable and to remember why you're doing everything. Because when I first started, bearing in mind I didn't have any... I'd never done social media before. And when Ash said to me, it's going to take you at least 2 or 3 years. And I was like, you Robin bastard. I'm absolutely not spending that much money with you for 2 or 3 years.
I'm not paying you for that long. Joke's on you.
2 or 3 years before I get any results. Yeah. You haven't got any social media. Yeah, but I'm not spending that much money. And I'm not taking that much time. Because I like everything now. Everything's instant. Yeah. Everything has to like this. And social media and videos and growing a brand is definitely something that's a long process, but I didn't know that because I'd never done it before. So, joke's on me. So, what he said to me to do was to, whenever it got difficult or felt as if it was too much, to play a video back of myself explaining why I was doing it. So, it was basically hold the phone, do on portrait video of why you're doing it, keep going, what you're trying to achieve, what you want to achieve. And I am convinced we've got another one, you know, because I remember wanting to cry on the one. That one's made me want to be sick.
I'm sure there's
another one where I was
If you find another one, we can play the other one as well.
All right, so we'll just embarrass me. So what I said we'll do is, so people can see is... Like, bearing in mind at the time when this video was taken, Ash, I was absolutely drained.
You were.
You'd be able to tell from the video how drained I was. I was working.
Well, the photos I have next to it are like you, just so people with the content, you just down in Red Bull because you're that like these are all.
I was getting up at 6 and I was working till 11, 12 o'clock every day, work on weekends. I was absolutely adamant that I was going to do better and be different and achieve what I wanted to achieve. And I remember you telling me to do this video because I was feeling very like, just feel so far away. Like everything you're doing, sometimes it feels as if you're doing all this work and you feel like a busy fool because you're not seeing the rewards of it. And then it suddenly just kicks off, and then you realize why you've been doing it. And this video was obviously it was meant to be a sort of a reminder of how far you've come when you watch it back. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything. I'm trying to find the video of another one. If there was the other one,
I'm sure there was. You know, I'm sure there was another one of me saying I want to do this and I want to do that. I don't think
I thought you had one that said I want to achieve this thing and this thing.
I did because that one I look so sad. I do. I look suicidal. I look like I need to be on the phone to somebody.
There's so many videos, though, of you, like, on here. But I thought there was one as well afterwards that you were like, I want to achieve this and this and this. Because we remember going, message back going, oh, my gosh, you did all of those things.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I'm really annoyed that you've got rid of it.
I haven't got rid of it. I can't delete it. It's on our folder together. But it's not here. There isn't one. It mustn't be. It must not be.
It is, but anyway, we'll use this one.
We'll use this one, and then we'll try and...
You've been laughing so much.
I'm not. Oh, stop it! You're absolutely. It's. I thought it was good. It's your. It's your impressions outside of this.
Well, put it this way: Meg and Becker have just listened to it, and Meg said, "I feel like you're dead." She said, "I feel like we're at your funeral, and we're watching this back and we're at it."
The signs were there.
Insurance. We all. It was clear as day. Suicide was on the cards. That's what it looks like.
It's like Ash said, keep going.
Going. Don't. Stop. But the other side is I've actually come up the other end and I look a lot more healthier than I think. I play the damn video now. But stop kissing yourself. Play the video now. Hi, Carla. It's Carla. Ash has said that we have to do a video to remind ourselves of our why and why we're doing what we're doing. So I'm presuming if you're watching this, you're feeling a little bit deflated or unmotivated or down. You've got to remember what you're doing this for. You know, we have a why that not many people have, and we have the talent and the ability to do amazing things, and we've got to do it. Because otherwise, what's the fucking point? You've got so much to give. And our why is that we want to create a legacy for the kids. We want to make sure that we have a good life and we do something to be proud of. When we look back, we know we've done everything we could to make sure that we reached our potential. So although you might have shitty days, get up and get on with it, because better days will come with better attitudes. So if doing it for your kids and for your husband isn't enough motivation, do it for yourself, because you deserve it and nobody else is going to do it for you. So get on with it. Good luck.
I quite like it.
I think I look at that, I'll be honest, I look at that and I think I feel sorry for me.
I don't feel sorry for you. Look where you are.
Yeah, well, now it's
also,
like...
I'm going through my... I'm laughing is because I'm going through stuff. Like, I'm just getting messages from you. It's just this. And then...
Because I'll have been saying I'm Frodo and you're Gandalf.
Yeah, but it's just...
Actually looks like me, that. Looks like me on that last video.
And I laugh like... all I've got is just these most... random things. So like just random stuff. Very strange.
4 years worth of strangeness there.
Yeah, like we said, like that one.
I need to start doing those funny TikToks again, you know.
They're good. No, but I don't think that's a bad video at all. I think that's a really good video. I think that it shows how far you've come.
Well, it shows me how far I've come in terms of, like, not just in terms of money and, like, progression.
Health.
Like, I'm sat here, you know, I've just been saying to you, I feel absolutely wrecked. I feel knackered. I feel exhausted. And then I look at that and I think, Jesus, like, that was a bad time, like, you know, and it wasn't, yeah. Couldn't see that it was bad because I was so obsessed with what I wanted to do.
You were. You were like, so when I remember meeting you, and that's what I think, that's something that's really interesting when you watch that video. So you got that video, which obviously is really good. It held you accountable. And it was when we watched that video like a year ago, we both were like teared up because it was. But there's a different level of, I think there's an, to get what you've got. And I think it's actually good to show. And we're laughing and we've all been chatting. The only reason we're laughing is because before we recorded this, you've all just been taking the piss. So it's just like, and so I've just got in my head. And then I'm scrolling through our messages, which are like super serious. Like, here's a photo of my kid. Here's a photo of your grandma. And then it's like Frodo going next to it. So it's just strange, strange messages. But one thing that's quite important, I think, is to show that if anyone ever says, oh, it's easy, like you at that point, the graft and the grind, that was like, that you were just running on fumes, and we were running on Michael Jordan quotes a lot of the time. It was like that was COVID time, you know, right in the heart of it. And your business was built today, you know, was built in that day. Like the business today was built from that work ethic. And I think sometimes showing something that it might be like, oh God, I don't want to see it. But I think it's good to see it because it shows how much work you had to put in to make this. You don't just get this overnight. You don't break all the records by overnight. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you realize like how fast like that also, as much as it feels like a lifetime ago, it also like feels like 3 years ago. Like, yeah. I remember doing that video. I remember how I felt. I remember how exhausted I was. And I didn't, like, you, without being corny, like, you definitely made an impression on me because it's the first time in my life I've probably been patient with something and just been like, yeah. I'm going to just do as he says. And I was obsessed with doing what I said I was going to do, because if I didn't, then there was no one else I could blame but me. And I remember thinking when you were like, do this. If I'm honest, I remember thinking I'm going to do everything he tells me to do, and I'm going to do it exactly how he says, and I'm going to not let myself down, yeah. because then I can say that he was the one that was in the wrong and he loaned me the money,
yeah.
not the way around. Like, yeah. I wanted to know that if I never achieve what I want to achieve, I could say, well, it's not my fault, it's yours. You yeah. must be at your job. You're not shit at your job. You're very good at your job. You did everything you said you were going to do, and you're worth every penny. But
yeah.
at the time, I wanted to know in my head. It's like what I say to my advisors. If you've done everything you've said you're going to do, and you're not at the point where you want to be at, then come to me and talk to me. But when you're not doing what you say you're going to do, you can't mourn that you haven't achieved what you want to achieve.
And I completely agree with you on that, about like you're saying about with me, with you saying that about me. I think there was... with you were very, very trusting. I talk about that a lot. I said that to you, the bit that was emotional for me, I remember you were speaking at Dan Reddish's thing, and I said, you were talking all about it, and I was remembered randomly where I was watching it. I was like, gosh, I remember like the you, like that you, like right. There was a weird moment of like, you're talking about all the stuff you've done and what you've achieved. And I was thinking, and I remember thinking, and I've said this, I think on this show, but I definitely said it to you. I called you afterwards and I was like, you know, just as much as you were like, I'm going to take a risk, like, or like, just as much, it was me too. You were the first, you were like the person that it really worked with. There was a massive amount of trust on people who didn't really know each other in a very strange time. And it has built into, it's built my career and it's built your career. And it's an incredible, you know, it's an incredible, there's a reason why you are like the joke and the patient zero we said at the beginning, but it is very much that. But I think that there was an element of, when people, because if you look, probably look back, look back at videos of me, and it's a similar thing. We were both very like this, like hungry to prove something to, and foolish probably. Looking back at a lot of the stuff, you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe we probably did that or tried that.
It didn't do us any harm.
No, but it was, and I agree. Like there was, and I remember you saying to me, I'm not a trusting person. I don't know why I'm trusting you. I remember thinking, I don't know either.
I went with my gut. That's what it was. I went with my gut. I'm glad I did. Like, it was, it's really easy to keep thinking that you want more and to go for more and to aim for more. But then, like, when I see that, I think, Jesus, like, what I've done in 3 years, that was me 3 years ago. Now we've got, bloody hell, like, that was when I was working in my loft. I was working in my
loft. You're working in your loft. You were also at that phase. This is just a great example. That phase was the time when you were doing everything and had to, like, you hadn't got any automation whatsoever.
It was only me. I was doing everything.
Yeah. Like, it's such a significant difference. And each time, like, with it, I think we sometimes take it for granted. I know I do, where I'll watch and go, holy crap, like, I forget that you're not. You've just been doing it. It's a meteoric rise. It has been an incredibly, but that first year was like a slog, and there was a massive amount of change. And there was a lot of, like, you know, me telling you, you know, not telling you to leave your job and stuff, but being like, you got to go and do this. I think if you can do, and looking back at it, you think, God, that's a lot of trust in somebody that's like, I'm going, like, you know, I think this worked. Yeah, I think it's working. Like, you just got to go. Like, leave it. Do this. I think it was an element of I think it's a really good video to show, because as much as it might feel strange, I think it also, and look a bit like, oh, it also shows what it really looks like. It's not like you didn't just wake up and you're like, got this great business and you're social media. I think that's what people think it is. And I think there's lots of people out there in this space that think that they're like, you know, you weren't parading around on panels and talking about how great you are on social media until you actually had fucking done it. Like, it was you know, that you were in trenches for a long time.
And like I was, like when I was doing like talking to Becca and about the, you know, relaxing on social media, like doing your videos, yeah. And I said to her, please go back to my original LinkedIn videos when I first started doing videos, because Becca does this thing where she has this, I know what it is because I've done it. It's that face, it's that camera face. Now I'll just sit on the sofa with my hair scraped up, no makeup on, go, this is doing my head in, and I'll say what I think.
Yeah.
Well, then, because it's so alien here to be in front of the camera, and it's so uncomfortable, you have this, like, camera face, and it's like this, like this, and I don't move, and I don't be out of position, and Becca does it. And I said to her, watch my, and she watched some of them. She was like, oh, my God.
I'm oh, gosh, you stand in the hallway, and you framed perfectly, and you're doing this. And
I had to have a certain look and be a certain way, and I'd have to wear something nice and makeup. Have to
it's like I've got to get a new video testimonial from you, because your one that I use is like we'd worked together for about 9 months, and you literally are like stood, and you're in that loft corner, and you're like, it's the best investment I've done in 2020. Like, and you're very like robotic, and it is a different you. Yeah, whereas so now,
like, you've got to keep going. Like, you've got to, if that doesn't come straight away, like Heidi, for example, Heidi's a natural. She just done it, but she's had loads of experience in it.
But she's a public speaker. Do you know what I mean? Like, so that's the thing. So she's,
but yeah, she's like, it's always good to look back and see where you've come from and how far you've came. So I think anyone who's like, parting words to this episode is anyone who, I think everyone should do one of those videos. I'm going to ask all my advisors to do one, and just do one now and then look at it in a year's time, like make a calendar reminder to look at it in a year's time and see where you've progressed from, like what you were feeling, what you wanted to achieve and what you were doing it for. And then
there's a guy that does this, which is one I absolutely love. So there's a YouTuber called Mr. Beast. He's very, very successful, but he's the most successful YouTuber on the planet. I think he's got close to 1 billion subscribers now, and he's worth hundreds and hundreds of millions. He's ridiculously big, but he's done these videos, which is when he's about 16, and he did these videos and he recorded them, and it's like 5 years later, 10 years later, and he's done these like videos, and they go all the way up. And I think it's about 40 years where he is 16 years old, and he's like, you are now 10 years in, and I think you will have achieved this and this and this. And he like does these, and he set them on his YouTube channel, and they publish 10 years later on this public video. And he was like, and he says, it's crazy because it drops in and then you see them and it's like, this is what I thought you were going to do. And it's so different because it's like a 16-year-old him, and he's now like in his mid-20s and he's billions of views and all that stuff. And he says, it's just weird how those type of things, we don't do a lot of that. They're reflecting of going, I think we will be there. I think that's, they're good to have. I'm going to do one actually today, I think.
I'm going to tell.
And you're going to do one that's nicer.
I'll do one that's nicer and look like I'm not on death's door, yeah.